Got propaganda? Welcome to our overview of propaganda throughout history and its influence. History has seen a significant impact from propaganda. Many people mistakenly believe that propaganda is something fresh and contemporary because wars are often accompanied by intense propaganda campaigns. It was not until 1914, the start of World War I, that the phrase itself became widely used in our nation. But in actuality, propaganda is nothing new or cutting edge. If attempts to influence attitudes and beliefs had always been referred to as propaganda, then no one would be mistaken in thinking that it is a recent development. The struggle for human brains has existed for long as humanity. And that is the significance of research on propaganda. A synthesized definition of propaganda is the employment of non-logical or effective appeals in the public dissemination and modification of ideas and beliefs. We are attempting to explore the history of propaganda and its effectiveness on influencing culture, ideas, and political action reflected in historical events. Have you ever seen the promotion of Got Milk campaign? Thinking, oh, well, this was just a way to promote drinking milk. Well, I've got something to tell you. It was propaganda, and it served the American government's interests. The government was buying so much milk during World War II to give their soldiers ice cream that when the war ended, all of the farmers across the state owned more cows than they knew what to do with. So the government continued buying their milk, but didn't have any plans on what to do with all of that milk, since all of the soldiers had gone home. So they turned the milk to cheese and put the milk into the bunker in the mountains. And they never stopped buying that milk. Eventually, our government said that we needed to stop subsidizing all this milk and started the Got Milk campaign and convinced all of the families, mothers, and children that we would be in despair if we did not drink milk after every meal. The research conducted on propaganda was not for a specific class or a specific teacher. It was done on our own volition and our own interest in propaganda and how embedded it is in our culture and our society and across the world. Every good propaganda leaves you with something to chew on. So I'll give you this quote. Remember, any intricate political system understands that the party which controls words and images controls the society's identity and truth. And that's all we have today with the Got Milk campaign. Got propaganda.